This evening we have just heard the account of the empty tomb according to the gospel of our patron, St. Mark. And if you remember back to last Sunday, on Palm Sunday, we heard the story of the Passion also according to St. Mark. So St. Mark's gospel this year provides the bookends of our celebration of the Easter Triduum, the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of the Lord. And if you remember back to last Sunday in the account of the Passion, there was a very curious detail that St. Mark accounts in the Passion about the young man who runs away naked after Jesus is arrested. St. Mark tells us, "Now a young man followed Jesus, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked." It seems a rather curious thing to record of all the details of this tremendous event. Why this particular detail? And I think it makes a lot of sense when we think back in salvation history. When we go back all the way to the Garden of Eden, to Adam and Eve. Remember what happened after Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God told them not to eat, and their eyes were opened. They realized that they were naked. They realized that they had turned against God as their Father. And that shame that they felt was recognized as nakedness. And this young man in the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, another garden, as Jesus is arrested, as people turn against him, he runs away naked from Jesus. Perhaps he had been one of the Lord's followers. We don't really know. But what we do know is that when the situation got very, very difficult, he ran away. And in his nakedness, he represents all of us, our humanity, hiding from God because we are ashamed of our sin. We have lived in this state of alienation from God. We had been his friends, but we betrayed that friendship. And so that man in the garden symbolizes all of us. Now go to the story of the empty tomb that we just heard proclaimed to us. When the women go to the empty tomb, to the tomb on Sunday morning, and they peek in, what do they see? They see a young man clothed in a white robe. A young man. There he is again. We don't know if it's the same young man that ran away. It doesn't really matter. But what we do know is that the symbolism here is amazing. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus, our humanity is restored to friendship with God. And when we are restored to that friendship with God, we are once again clothed in that dignity of being friends of God. And because of the death of Jesus, it's not just a restoration to the dignity that Adam and Eve had. It's something greater. Notice he specifies that the garment is white, pure, beautiful. Because now, as sons and daughters of God, through the Son Jesus, we are God's adopted sons and daughters. The young man announces Jesus' resurrection. And St. Paul in the epistle tonight tells us that by our baptism, we too are raised with Jesus to share in his newness of life. St. Paul tells us that our old selves have been done away with. And we should think of ourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. And this is why the Easter Vigil has traditionally been the night for the conferral of the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist. And tonight, at this Easter Vigil, we are blessed by the presence of so many who will be receiving the sacraments of initiation. By Sophia, who will be baptized and be confirmed and received Holy Communion. By Kim and Megan and Cody, who were baptized in other Christian denominations, but tonight will make a profession of faith in the Catholic Church and join our Catholic faith family. And by Ashton and Tom, who will join them for the sacrament of confirmation. And by Evan, who will partake in the Eucharist for the first time tonight. The Easter Vigil is the time of new life. And these people come before us tonight and ask for these graces that come from the death and resurrection of the Lord. By the graces that they need to deepen their consecration as God's sons and daughters. Jesus' resurrection is the source of supernatural life. And that's what's given to all of you tonight through the sacraments of initiation, so that you and all of us can live as God's sons and daughters in this life and be with him forever in heaven. We think about the Exultet that we heard in the first reading at the very beginning of tonight's liturgy that Deacon Marty proclaimed to us, "O happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer." Indeed, that happy fault, the sin of Adam and Eve, something so bad, has gained for us something so wonderful, wonderful beyond our human words. The challenge for us tonight, for all of us tonight, and every day really, is to keep living in the newness of life that comes from Jesus' resurrection from the dead. To always live as Easter people, to live in that great gift of supernatural life that we have received, because we know that as we live life in our world, you know, the evil one has already been defeated. He's been defeated definitively by Jesus. But he's like a chained dog, always trying to get loose. The devil hates the supernatural life that God has given to us, hates our adoption as sons and daughters, and he will do everything he can to steal our hope, the hope that belongs to us as sons and daughters of God. And there are so many examples of that all around the world. And I don't want to go too deeply into that tonight. But we think, of course, of the poor people who lost their lives just last week on that bridge collapse. When we look at something like that, it can steal our hope. But tonight reminds us that we have to live in the newness of life that comes from being God's sons and daughters. So my friends, tonight, let's hear once more the words of the young man clothed in white at that tomb. "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." And tonight, let us put on our white garments anew this Easter, the white garment of our dignity as sons and daughters of God.